Hello, I'm on the air. You've been listening to a song called Devotion by Ron Nordman, my uncle, that I have had the pleasure of been working with, just talking to him as he's been writing his music and composing it since July. And I just wanted you to be able to hear a little bit of his music, that try to get him on the air and talk about how he comes about putting the music together like he does. It's just the most beautiful, exquisite melodies that you would ever want to listen to, and it just calms you so. It just calms you down, and it just relaxes you. And he's got them called Dream, Yearning, Hurry Scurry, Lazy in the Sun, In the Moment, as he said that was for me, Cherokee, Andrea, Gizzy, Into the Mist, Going to Liechtenstein, and hopefully we'll hear more from him later. Okay, I was going to start this today's show with a little piece that I wrote. Remember John DeBoer was on last week with his flute music, and I said that I had written to his Lens in the Moonlight before I knew John DeBoer. And so I was going to read to you the piece that I wrote to Lens in the Moonlight before I knew, you know, the story behind it. It's called The Calling Of. Birds, I call to you. As the color of metallic enfold, gleaming bright lights upon you, so true, within the rain's misty moon, the blackbirds come near and far. Come to me now. I summoned you for a message to go and find her into the heart of hearts. I pray to the winds of all times and send you 1,001 black songbirds. As the love of the songbird sings to the sweet words that falter so softly far beyond sound, that's in the rhythms that soon will falter into the land around this earthly ground. Find her. Bring her to me soon. For soon is all here now. I dismiss you all with the waving of the rising of my arm, shaking my energies of my soulful felt hand to shoo and scoot all to the west, all eastward, a group to the north, and to the complete to the southlands. 11 months later, unto this date, I received in a vision's dream the spiritual place in the dimensions where the sanctuary of the rose gardens aligned in the sacred rocks, where she teaches me. By the rock garden of the flowers rose, I sat in a purple cloud, holding my hand gently, guiding my reasons for being in this forsaken place of landings of hers. Facing, as I stand at the edge of the sixth dimension 22nd door in the south, behind me and below me in its earth edging's atmospheric door, she holds her left hand, cupping it with her fingers, as to say, come to me, sit over here. To the right hand of the clock of time, the space and hand mark it at the 9, and she leads across the golden rope, swinging bridge towards the setting of his sun. Golden strands connect us, from our within to our very interwoven energies of God's creations made by him. In order to connect the bridge, thus becoming twin teachers, angelic student, connected with the master of the interwoven DNA strands, from rejoining our soulmate likeness for that of a lifetime within his, the master's intentional plan, one inkling of a day, wayward passing, we will wake up from this dream, thus remembering me, you, the gardens, the roses, and the rock waterfalls. In order to cross over its entirety of our golden strands of interwoven DNA that can only be found by crossing the sixth dimension to the 22nd door gate, alone, once again, within the within, within again and again, for they never asked my name. In an inkling of time well spent, the brightest, brightest, greatest, brightest star maker, the brightest rainbows, that the first our covenant promised never to destroy in this way of harm's way again. The birds found me, though I saw you. I see who you were and always are. And remember, by going within to that special place, that I'm right where you left me. I'm never near or far. All my heart's God is purest love, a teacher of yours, as I abide in him. As the Holy Ghost guides me, through me to you, in the highest, brightest, lightest path, always within Tassie's passion. I just wanted to share that because it was very special, and it was special to have John on last week and the week before to have the one of the owners, Donald Newsom, on, and I look forward to having several different people on in March. I've got three different guests coming on in March. And with that, we'll open the phone lines. So you're welcome to call in. Those that are listening, the phone line numbers. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hey.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Am I supposed to ask you a question?
Hey. What's your name?
My name is Pat.
Hey, Pat. How are you? I'm Kat.
Good.
Nice to meet you.
Same here.
So, Pat, I feel that you were wanting a little intuitiveness to come your way, huh?
I can barely hear you, Kathy.
Well, Pat, have you got your computer on or anything?
No, I don't have it on right now.
You don't?
No.
Hmm. I don't know why you can't barely hear me. Could you hear me just a minute ago?
Vaguely. I can hear you a little bit better now.
Okay. Well, I was wondering, I feel that there's a little intuitive consulting to be done here. Do you know, if you wanted to ask me a question, well, of course you know that, but do you want to just ask me a question, or do you want to talk about something in particular?
I really wasn't thinking about it altogether. I guess I could ask you a quick question.
Okay.
What do you see in my future as far as winnings or losings of my money?
Can we take just a deep breath in from your abdomen for a second, in through your nose and blow out through your mouth?
Take a deep breath.
Yes, and through your nose.
In through my nose.
Mm-hmm. Take a deep breath out through your mouth and blow out all the negative entities and energies that you feel right now. Because I feel that you feel a little devastation and chaos going on around you. Well, Pat,
yes, I'm listening.
There seems to be a pattern that's going on with you right now. And it seems to be like a little, almost like, do you know how you want to go and get a piece of chocolate candy?
Yeah.
Okay, but if you don't have it in the house, or a pack of cigarette for a smoker even, and you go out no matter what to get that cigarette or that chocolate, I feel that there is something holding on to you like that. Some kind of habit or pattern.
Bad habit. Eating the wrong thing.
It is? Okay. Well, let's do, if you could give me a piece of furniture in the house. Think of a piece of furniture for a second. We need to clear your mind just a minute, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
Can you think of a piece of furniture, object, or anything that's in the house? If you look to your left, what do you see immediately?
I look to my left?
Uh-huh.
Hope chest.
Just immediately, what did you see?
Hope chest.
A what?
My hope chest.
Your hope chest. Okay. Now we're getting somewhere. So a hope chest represents... What does it represent to you?
It represents something I've had for a very long time.
Okay.
And it was given to me by my mother. My mother brought my hope chest.
Okay. And a hope chest is kept very precious items in it, right?
Very what?
Precious items, your special little items.
There are precious items in there.
Okay. When's the last time you opened that hope chest?
When's the last time I opened it?
Uh-huh.
I would say probably last week, I think.
Last week, about 8 days ago?
Well, I can't hear.
Did you give me a number? 8, 7, 10 days ago? Or?
Oh, how many days ago?
Mm-hmm.
I would say probably, it would be a week tomorrow, so I would say probably around, no, maybe it was that limit. I would say possibly it might have been last Saturday.
Okay.
Let's say it was 5 days ago, approximately.
5 days? Okay, you're in for some change. Five equals a change, okay? Mm-hmm. So if you think of change and changing a pattern and changing something, you're wanting to get back into the roots of the old ways. Your mother was very, very, very disciplinedly dear to you. She was very connected with you with things in the, let's say, moralistics and values and beliefs. And you have a lot of hope, but you have a lot of fear going on. And it has to do with something that has a hold of you, something that connects to you or has a hold of you. And inside, deep inside your chest, is your heart center that you've been longing for a long, long time. You've been wanting to let go of something for a very long time and get back into the norm of things, per se, like the old ways. You're also in an infinity spin. You feel like you're in a dead ball spin, going down and down and down, but you come up really high at times. Something clicks and makes you go really high and happy. You love numbers, I see. And you love fast-paced, but your mind is very fast, but it seems like you're very slow to move with it at times. And sometimes you speak before you are getting ready to think about something. It just falls out of your mouth and you wish you hadn't said it. So with that being said, you're in for a big change because you're aware of it, you're wanting it, and now you've got the hope chest right there beside you. I bet you if you open it up and go to it, you'll find something very precious like a doily or something that's knitted, a little small piece that you probably totally forgot about, or a handkerchief or something that's got a little bit of some kind of little lace around it. That means something very special to you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the money situation, getting to all that, I had to tell you all this to get to all that. Now, here's how I do it. Everybody has their own pattern in their life and their own feet to walk their path. Now, I can tell you, you can get out of it. I know you're in a change because you've got a five. Okay? Now, you've also got a six there because it was the sixth day of the week. And that's a double three, which means that your spirit in you is definitely pulling and tugging on you. And it's giving you hope, and it's giving you a clear vision, almost like you've been seeing out of a musty window, and now it's clearer. The only thing that you need to see fit for yourself to do is put your thoughts in process and then speak it out of your mouth and bring it towards you, because you know you have the power to do that. But now you might have to go to something that move away from something or put something down that is very harmful to you. Don't know exactly. You won't let me in that door to see that, and plus we're on radio, and so I don't want to say, but I can't really see it, but there's a door that's closed. and it's got a lock on it, but you've got the key to it, but you've also got the key to you can throw it away and get out of that habit. I hope that helps you, Pat.
Well, hopefully it will. It's very hard for me to put into perspective what you were saying because I could hear you and I couldn't hear you. I guess I should have probably never asked about money because that's sort of a hard thing to ask about. I guess
right.
I should have asked about
you, yes.
Pardon me?
You're in for a big change. A big change, a pattern. But you have to make a big decision. And that's where your money's going to come or it's not going to come. It's almost like you got to put down the old habits to make the new patterns come in. And then you'll get your lead way up, the clean way of making your money and getting your money.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
In a way it does. Sometimes it's hard to break old habits.
Yes, it is. It's very hard to break old habits. But it's our mind saying, we have to have it, we have to have it, we have to have it. That's just like with the chocolate or the cigarettes, you know?
Oh,
but
I know.
With a lot of prayer and meditation and centering yourself and changing your ways of thinking and regrouping and revamping, then the money situation, everything will change. Because right now I feel like that you're in a doubt in your life that's so deep that it's behind that, like that hope chest, you know, to your left. Now what, can you give me, do you know a descriptive adjective? You know, describe.
Descriptive adjective.
Could you give me a feeling that you give me, like, when you look at that hope chest, give me a feeling, one word.
One word feeling. Love.
Love. And what is love based on?
Love is based on memories. On top of that hope chest.
Uh-huh.
Out of that hope chest.
Unconditional and
right.
And it's faith and it's always there for you.
Right.
So right now your love has a lot of to do with the way that you're making money. But you hate it at the same time, the way that the money's being made.
Yes.
And you want to change your field
or
your way of making money.
Right.
That's the memory that you're wanting to make in a new hope chest that's been for a long time. And the mother, like the Mother Earth, that just naturally feeds its children and the creatures and everything, and your mother that was really strict and hard and strong, but she has that very good wisdom about her. She's there for the change. And I see the number 13 around you. I don't know what that represents or means, but the number 13 is usually a good number. It breaks down into a 4, which is a double 2, which is a 22, which is the 6th dimension, 22nd door. So you are going into a dimension.
Well, 22 is the date of my birthday. 13
it is the day of your birthday?
Yep, 22nd.
Okay.
It was also my father's birthday. And 13, I've always seen as a lucky number where people say it's not. I lived at an address for about 18 years or 16 years, and my house address was 13.
Wow. That's why you got 13s all around you. And your mother gave birth to you on the 13th. And that's
22nd.
She loves you a lot.
Gave birth to me on the 22nd.
Yeah. Well, Patty, is there anything else that you need to ask or want to know about besides money? I mean, the way
not I... so much, but I'd like to know something about my health.
Your
health? Is not in good shape.
So that's why I saw you moving slower than your mind.
a minute ago, I said, your mind is very quick, but your body's moving slower than your mind can get your body to move.
Right. I have a lot of medical problems.
Okay. But let me just, if you could look, just really take another deep breath because we're going into another subject. You've learned to deal with things a lot. You learn to not really have to look at your health that much, except for lately in the past probably 9 months, I'd say. It's changed.
Yes, more so.
Okay.
My health you're talking about.
Okay. But 9 months ago, if we go back 9 months, that would be like July. The hot weather's really hard on you?
No, I believe the cold is worse.
Okay. What happened in July around the 23rd or the 13th or something like that? Did you have a new health problem?
In July?
9 months ago.
9 months ago. Which would bring me into, we are now...
Well, it would be June, actually. The 1st of June.
Nothing in June.
Do you change your way of walking or talking or moving?
During the past, I'm trying to think.
Well, that's not important. Just look at June. June passed, and see if patterns changed in June passed with your health and also with money, because they kind of go hand in hand, because you have this pattern with you that is just eating you alive, because you don't want it, but you do, but you don't, but you do, but you don't. And it's deteriorating you, but really, with your health, you're going to be here a good while longer. I know that, because I can feel your old soul.
Hopefully I'll be here longer. It's just good happening, June.
You're good to go. You just hold on to that good old hope and faith and love.
Oh.
But you make sure you go to the doctors and you make sure you eat right. And you take your good vitamins. And you surround yourself with good, loving people.
I have a good friend.
Okay, good. That always helps. And to talk about it.
I have good friends, and we have a, we both have a friend, the same friend.
Okay, those are acquaintances. I'm talking about just friends, not friends of friends of friends, but just your really close friend. Will tell you like it is. I know that you've got somebody in your life that'll tell you like it is. I know you're that type. You tell it like it is. You don't hold nothing back.
No.
Okay. Do you want to go into the white room for a second? Can you close your eyes a minute?
Sure, I can.
Okay, take another deep breath. Okay. With this white room, I want you to just breathe real good and fresh and deep and springy feeling air. You've got a balcony that you can look out over the ocean or the beach. The wind's blowing in on you. You feel calm and free and refreshed. And now I want you to paint the room with any color you choose. And as you paint that color, decorate that room any way you want it to be, because that's your special room. And when you close your eyes and when you need to silence and meditate, you go to that special white room and you can change it any way you want. Now, will you give me some descriptive adjectives of what you're feeling right now? Just one word at a time.
Peace.
Okay.
Joy. Calmness, um,
Those are good ones. Okay. Now, as you just breathe just in and out, and really calm and slow, now just focus in on your mind exactly where you want to be in life. Pick a little spot, look out that window, and just pick a spot. And express your feelings in your body that you don't have any aches or pains or worries in the world. How does your body feel now compared to just a while ago?
Better.
Good. This is how we meditate and calm ourselves down. And the more we do this, the healthier we get. Just closing your eyes, breathing in through your abdomen, in through your nose real deep, and then blowing it out. Closing your eyes, going into a white room, setting it any way you want, coloring it or painting it any color you want, putting furniture in there, describing it. And it can change from one day to the next, but it's your room. It's your special place inside your heart, in your garden, in your heart. And that's where you're so loved, because you and I have to love ourselves first before we can gain anything else. And you are a truly special person, Pat. And I appreciate your calling. And I hope you call again sometime. And I hope I've helped a little bit.
Yeah, yes, you have. And I'm glad I called. And I think someday we'll probably meet.
Well, thank you so much.
I'm sure we will meet. We have a, we know someone, we both know individuals.
Really? Well, don't tell me, because I want to get to know you first. So I hope you call back. And my email is illustrations, that's H-I-L-L-U-S-T-R-A-T-I-O-N-S 11 at AOL.com. So drop me back, and will we be getting in touch with one another, hopefully?
Yes, I believe I already have that email.
I don't believe I know you, or I've never heard your voice.
You know me through an acquaintance. We've never met.
I feel like I'm on what's that name of that show where you sit behind the curtain and guess who's talking? Oh my gosh! What's the name of that show?
I know what you're talking about.
No, not Bachelor Number One, Bachelor Number Two, but whatever that show is where you try to guess who the person is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know your name's Pat. Where do you live?
You can't think real hard. Now you think hard.
I can't think hard right now because I'm on the air and I'm in a meditative part of my mind. So
I won't tell you where I live, but you hit on it when you said I could look out on the balcony and I could feel that air.
Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it?
Pardon me?
I'm looking out on a balcony in the sun setting on the ocean. That's where I always go when I need to meditate.
Right.
That's why I ask you to go there. Well, Pat, I need to take some more calls. And with that, I'm going to say goodbye. But keep in touch with me through the email or tell whoever that friend is to give me a call.
Oh, I'm sure you'll be talking to that friend this evening, and I won't tell you anymore.
Okay.
I think that's a big enough hint.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much, Kathy.
Thank you, Pat. Blessing. Okay. Bye-bye. Well, that was a great call. I love to have meditation time. And the call-in numbers are 877- 876-5227 if you'd like to give a call. if you'd like to get a little meditation reading going or intuitive consulting or, you know, my style is way different than most people because I don't like to tell people what their destinations are because I believe that their destinations are out for their own self to be chosen. And it can change. And if I give out the words speaking it, then that's what they're going to think and feel and speak it out into their hearts. And so, therefore, I like to do a meditative way, as the way I did it just now. But if you'd like to get a call, give a call, please do so. And with that, I'm going to just keep on reading my journals. Something's pressing on me. The timeless ways of communication. Silence within the timeless ways of the communication. In the distance of the all-needed space. The isolation of solitude. Hold on, I gotta get a drink. Going within is accepted by many, however few, that truly know the isolation of serenity. The force that was controlling and calling me to do just that, to surrender to the uttermost indescribable feelings within self, there's a rawness of the knowing of the oneness of God. This is the pressing force that was totally allowing myself to become. Just the purity of the own truth inside of me. I could not force it. I had to just encourage it along with patience. All due to the first time of coming from the unconscious, bursting forth into the subconscious. I hope Pat hears this. And in the here and now, this is the time to be aware of. Fully conscious. Being brutally honest with oneself is the only way one can be and tell. So this matter of fact, in such a timely matter, with no secret shadows hidden from oneself, a need to be in sync and in rhythm and in time, as to not be so comfortable, but within one's own skin. I had to surrender in a timely order. In order to accept the comfortableness to thy own self be true, there was no way out. I was within the very beginning of my very own passion. Reasons meaning the purpose of my choice, my all or nothing, my God-given free will that causes my actions from growth and reactions, the total cause and effects that had affected me and all others, the people and places and things around me. Ever coming into that inkling of time within me, that favorite place is in tomorrow. Left behind, there's no more sorrow. History's bittersweet past depart are broken, shattered pieces of my left heart. Many yesterdays known as today, this date I regenerate. As a W in the we turn inside upward down to a M representing only me. I know now inside of me that this does survive a mystery of what time and future holds. Time and tomorrow mends my separate soul. I travel within vibrantly alive. The forces tell us all truths within time of going within the truth love does mend. Thus shadows of the secret hidden in the eyes of the mind so blind. Willfully, I keep going within the within again and again. I seek to understand so much of this knowledge of this time that is given to me and gained. Not answers, because only force of the answers. Only God knows all the answers, and wisdom is the lessons enforced. Once learned within solitude and not pain, withstanding the insanity, repetitive mistakes, and hearing time's wake-up call, when the weakness of sorrow's shadows did its toll, time and silence holds the story told. I'm the timekeeper of secrets that opens the doors. There's that key, Pat. I'm the time, the timer of the secrets that opens the doors of the knowledge of wisdoms, but I keep closed all the others, but only the mystery that's within me. To know that I free up my, God frees up my space and to allow me to ramble about my own room's doors. In order to explore this, your secret and your treasure seekers. For eternal my thoughts are placed in the journey seekers that will find my truth in the brightest light pathfinder's way. That's God. I change not, for I'm the holder of events. Let not your darkness turn your heart. Bright light spiritual pathfinders is your way, your gift, eternal flame. It is the light of your being. Hello, you're on the air.
Well, hello, sister. How are you this evening?
Just going right along. How are you?
I'm doing well, getting my energy back. But I was listening to you speak, and I thought, well, I'm going to give you a jingle.
Well, I'm glad. It's good to hear you. I haven't heard from you in a while.
And kind of crazy on this end up here in the winter's north.
Well, listening audience, this is Medicine Walker. I can tell her voice. Kimberly.
Hello, everybody. Hope everybody's having a great evening. How can they not? By listening to your wonderful voice, telling your wonderful story.
Oh, thank you so much. You're so sweet. I just hadn't seen these stories in so long, and it just seemed appropriate to read this right after I talked with this lady, Pat. She seemed so nice. She says she knows me through somebody or something like that, but I'll find out someday when it's time.
Everybody knows you. You know that.
Yeah, that's kind of scary, isn't it?
In some ways it is, but in some ways it's good.
Everybody knows me, that's for sure, on this world wide web, what, 18 million or so. The Bright Lights Pathfinder, But they also know me in real life, too. That's what's so fun. I have a good life out here.
Well, good, your light kind of spreads everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
And that's not a bad thing.
Huh?
That's a very good thing. That's not a bad thing. Your light shines everywhere.
Oh, thank you so much. I needed to have a hug.
Well, I'd give you a big hug if I was there.
Oh.
So I'll just send you one instead.
I didn't hear from you last week. I thought you were the caller that called in at the end of the show.
Oh, we had some interesting things going on here, so I wasn't able to call. But
that's all right.
Thinking about you.
Yeah. That's all right. I thought, oh, Madison Walker is such good friends with John. I'm sure she's going to call. I didn't give out the call-in numbers or anything because we just started talking about those stories.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some good.
I know, and I was very sad I didn't get the call-in, too.
Well, you can get it through the archives.
Yeah.
Actually, listeners, let me just tell you, the archives of BBS Radio are of every show before, I mean, even if they're not airing anymore. You go to the main page and you scroll down on the left side and it'll say archives. You can sign in and you can get, for just a little bit of money, I think it's like $6 for 3 months or $16 for 6 months, I don't even know. But it's so worth it because you get all 90-something hosts, all their shows, and you get all the shows that BBS Radio has ever aired.
Oh, awesome.
Into them at any given time.
That's pretty cool.
Even bloopers. Yeah. I tell you what, Kimberly, I was reading on karma.
Mm.
And I was reading on the eagle.
Mm. I had eagle here yesterday.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. When I do prayer, Eagle comes and tells me my prayer is taken to Creator. He also brings me validation when I do pray that I'm on my path and walking right.
Well, I dreamed of several white eagles. Remember when you called the emergency for my carbamazepine poisoning, and my mother finally understood my Native American ways, and I kept seeing the white eagles, and I was...
White eagle is healers.
Yeah, I kept seeing so many white eagles. And so I just was thinking about you earlier this season, and it's renewed and renewal and rebirth as well.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I heard and learned that the Bear Clan is also called the Potato Digger Clan. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Because of their ways of gardening.
Yeah.
And how they kept and they root and how they keep the harvest going on the earth.
Yeah, we root.
That's for sure. You even told old Kurt that the other day. Yeah, he just couldn't understand why I got snappy. That was a happy snap, though.
Mm-hmm.
But I was also reading about, you know, I don't ever read, but somebody gave me this site, and you got it, too. It's Into the Mystica.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever it's called. Wait, it's called themystica.com. MYSTICA.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it has got everything from A to Z in it. I was looking up why I left my body so deeply yesterday in meditation when I was listening to my uncle's violin. Did you happen to catch that at the first of the show?
Mm-mm.
That music?
No.
Well,
I'm not
anyway.
Sure.
I totally saw this clown. I saw it was a clown face on a man. And remember the story I've told several times in groups and stuff that we're all on the same team and we're all batters. We're all playing the outfield. We're all the field and we're all the, well, everybody, and it was a crowd. Everybody had on the same uniform.
Hmm.
And this one particular man had on a clown face. And he wanted to snarl, you know, pick at me. And I said, I don't do negativity. I said, you can't get under my skin because I'm totally evolved. And with that, I just flew out and up, and I astro-projected myself so high. Kimberly, when I came back down, Medicine Walker, and hit my body and woke up from that nap meditation, it was heavy. I'm thinking, we're in a heavy body.
Yeah, we are. Oh, yeah, we are.
I mean, it's heavy duty, heavy, 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 heavy. I'm not talking weight. I'm talking the world's weight on us.
Oh, yeah, I know. It is.
I didn't realize it.
It is, truly. I know I talked to you about some meditation and stuff that happened a few weeks ago to me.
Uh-huh.
When I came back to the ground, it was like you're weighted down. As you project yourself so high and you connect so high, it's there's no real words to explain what it is.
No, but this was like God asked me. He says, "Are you ready?"
Yep.
Yes, I am.
Get that bungee cord going.
I'm ready to go whenever you're ready for me to go. And literally, I didn't go out from any of my chakras like I normally do when I go out there and fly. I went full force, my entire body, left my body, and went out and left a shadow of a hull behind me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came back as fast as I went. All I did was go straight up, do
going
my
going back is the hard part, though.
Wings. I did my wings spreading as far as the east to the west, the north is to the south. Scooped with my big net, like the big fisherman's net, scooped down all the negativity. Swung it around and around and around, opened that old hell pits and fire and brimstone door and threw it in there and locked it up. And then sent it to the St. Germain's Ultraviolet Flames for positiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was back. And I went, whoa. That's how I talked when I first woke up. I went, whoa. Oh, man. I talked to somebody on the phone right after that. I was just going, it was just like in slow motion. I had to get my whole entireness back. That's how I woke up, was from the phone ringing. You know?
Well, I know I did the other day. I went away like that, but I was painting while I was doing it.
I was doing a meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And when I, and for some reason, when I was meditating on Jesus is the light, God is the light, God is the light, Jesus is the light. And I was just seeing the light. And then all of a sudden, all the, and they were in gray uniforms with pinstripe. And what's so weird is my son Jason was holding his dad, piggyback.
Hmm.
And you know, Jason did go to the World Series for Little League anyway, my son. And over there in the corner was this man with the same uniform on. But he had one of, and he lifted up the clown face and said, I said, are you wanting to argue with me? And he said, yep. And I said, well, you know what that's telling me right now? Two faces. Some people have two faces. But he had a clown face on, and then he had his regular face on. It was so oh, I know who I talked to. Gifted Within.
Ah.
That's who called, and that's who woke me up. And that's when I told her that about that whole situation. Oh, and I was talking to Dreamcatcher on the Yahoo and tell her about it. Because it was weird. I hadn't done that in eons. What would you like to give out to the universe today?
Unconditional love.
Love?
Yep, unconditional love.
Unconditional love. And I would like for the universe to pray for my nephew John, who had back surgery last night, and for my daughter Ashley's mother-in-law, who is having surgery as we speak.
Oh, and I'd like to throw another one out for my dear friend Julie's father, who's in ICU down at Harper Hospital in Michigan. He's fighting esophageal cancer, and he's in the ICU and having a little bit of trouble, John Sullivan. And so I give up all prayer to him as well.
And also, we have a Shirley to pray for that's Coffee Bean Queen's friend, Lorna. She's going through a bout of some cancer, so we have to pray for her as well.
All right.
So,
into a warm light of the angels, embrace them and give them healing energies to deal with what they face and give them the strength to get through what they need with goodness and ease of all.
And a deep prayer for my Aunt Peggy, who has been going through some horrible lower abdominal pains and has been to the hospital. The aunt that, the uncle that composed that music, his wife. So I just wanted to say she's an angel on earth, and she deserves to feel good. And I just ask God if you would just touch her body and just embrace her. And also Pat, while we've got Pat that called in, she said her health was poor. And we just wrap the holiest, lightest angels and all the saints around each one of you and all that we don't know who to pray for. And we just, all those that are hurting out there, and we just ask to just lift you up and to lift me up and to lift Kimberly up because I need prayer as well. And all the world, just embrace it, Lord, and just give up. Let us give up what we're holding on to and just have the knowledge to know to hold on to you so that we can apply that to the wisdom that we need. In thy name I pray, amen.
Amen.
I feel lighter already.
Well, I love you, sister.
I love you, too.
You have a wonderful evening.
I'm glad I got
to catch you and give a prayer up with you.
Well, thank you so much for calling in.
You bet.
I'll talk to you sometime soon.
Okay. Blessings to everyone.
Bye. I love you and love to everyone from me.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, gosh, I just love it when we get to do a Creator's Prayer together and just feel so good. I don't even know how to explain it. I know that the people that are tuned in to BBS Radio right now are feeling a little bit of enlightenment, I hope, and pray, and know. Because I know. I just know. Because it's just that way. The light's just that way. Outshines the dark every time. He put a candle in a closet.
Okay. Let me tell you what happens. You close that door, that light will soon go out because that darkness will engulf that light in depression and heartache and in trauma. But listen to this. I light my candle to another soul, like Kimberly Medicine Walker, or one of my relatives, or like VBS Radio. So I always have a light. It doesn't matter if they're extinguishing, the darkness is extinguishing that particular situation that I don't understand at this particular time, because later on it will come to me and I'll understand it. That's like karma. You know, karma is an odd thing. There is the past karma, there's the instant karma, there's the karma vehicle that we carry other people's karma around. That's the actions to the reactions. And there's the futuristic karma. Speak it and it becomes. So I like to keep, that's the lower world, that's the astral plane, and that's what we get. The actions to our reactions, the causing and effects. And we have just a few more minutes, maybe one more minute to go, because I'll have to finish reading the what I was reading about the isolation of serenity is non-fake. All is accepted by many but few. If you look around and you listen, all are fake but few. Ask yourself, are you? Because we are only in the isolation of serenity when we stay in the moment, when we stay God-centered, and we stay within our hearts that feeds our minds to make us think and speak and talk. And that's the way I've learned it. And I stay incredibly happy pretty much 90% of the time. I'm shooting for 98. Okay, with that, we're off the air because it's 9:55. Thank you, and thank you, VBS Radio. Over and out.